HSF 90.1 FM. Stay tuned for Sound Therapy Radio. See you next week.
Happy Valentine's Day. We're giving you some love from Alex Cuba. Today on Sound Therapy Radio, we're just going to talk about random lovey things because we know you people are engorged in chocolate and penne and whatever you dating people do. So screw off. We're here together doing Alex Cuba, If You Give Me Love on radio on Sound Therapy Radio, CGSF 90.1 FM. Talk to you in a bit. Lovers.
Bring your my love tonight. Hoping forever you'll be mine. I wanna ask you, and this is the time. Do I make you feel like never before? I can give you more if you give me love. I never before.
The higher student centers are now open in 7 locations throughout the Lower Mainland. Students can access job postings, design professional resumes, and prepare for interviews at the centers. Employers can post job positions at no charge and find hundreds of enthusiastic students to fill them. For more information, call 604-666-HIRE. That's 666-9830.
What do you think the internet should be? Fast? Open? Reliable? A network that is diverse? Free? And allows an equal exchange of ideas? This point of view is often challenged by monopolies in the media, as well as by decisions made on issues such as internet openness and usage-based billing. Without question, these decisions have an immense impact on consumers, socially and economically. Let's admit it, the internet has become an essential part of our lives. That's where we come in. OpenMedia.ca is here to ensure that the decisions regarding the internet are fair and citizen-friendly. OpenMedia.ca is a national, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization. We advocate for a media communication system that adheres to the principles of access, choice, diversity, innovation, and openness. Our organization provides resources for volunteer organizers, collaboration tools, and leadership development. We engage, we educate, we empower. For more information, visit OpenMedia.ca, SaveOurNet.ca, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
No dead air on the show. JPG Sound Therapy Radio on CGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby in Canada. Unceded Coast Salish Airwaves. And we have some special guests who will be occupying the studio on a regular basis now, because I am semi-retiring from radio and elevating to other mediums and still around sound therapy, but it's just time for change. So we have Leroy, June, and Lauren.
Hi.
All three different people, actually.
Hello.
How are you? So happy Valentine's Day to you and everyone around. How is your Valentine's Day, everyone? Maybe start to the right here.
My Valentine's Day is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why do you say that? That's so, like, come on, it's not over yet. You're like, there's still a few more hours, man.
I know. It's still going.
The party's not over. It's like, I don't know.
Well, we had, I gave everybody at school today Valentine's Day cards and candy.
Oh, man.
So that went quite well. Wow. Yeah. I left yours in the car, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Thanks. That, I love you more. That's what it takes, people. I can just be purchased on chocolate. I can't be bought. But you can buy chocolate and give it to me. That's almost like buying me.
Yeah.
How about June? How's your Valentine's Day?
It's going all right. Just spent the day at home with my parents. My mom was off today, so.
Yeah. Cool. Don't be afraid to take the microphone and speak into it, but I can still hear you. Mr. Leroy, is that you?
Yo, it's Leroy, man. What's so good, man?
That's cool. Do you have Kobe? Is that Kobe?
Yeah, that's Kobe.
Oh, yeah. So you love Kobe?
The Lakers, man.
Oh, yeah. The Lakers. Nice. All right.
So, yeah, so
any big plans for Valentine's, or had any? Did you do anything?
Get the endorphins going, get some exercise, you know?
Yeah, no, yeah. Run it out. The whole Valentine's thing is just like, you got to get a date and all that. And it's just like, you know, then it's like, get stood up and then try and make another date and then get stood up again. It's like, I can do that any other day. So why do I have to just focus that day on, you know, a day in February? So, you know, it's just, it's a matter of efficiency. I can do it anytime. So this is really for other people to be rejected. And but, you know, it's really cool in the city today. Just watching delivery guys walking around the city with roses, you know, damn, where's that place? You got the wrong address. Like, yeah. I was like, man, I wish I had flower cam video. It's like, so that guy put the wrong address. I can't find it. So, but Valentine's Day is tough for a lot of people, eh? Like, it's like, it's Christmas. It's like, oh, another month, another depressing holiday. Like, you know, can I do it? I know if I'm on my own, and they just have to celebrate. And then all the messages on television, for your special someone.
Oh, it's just totally commercial based too, right? Like,
yeah. If you don't have a special someone, you're a loser. You know, plain and simple.
Yeah.
And that sucks. Yeah, shut up. You know, So, and flowers, come on, like roses, really? Like, pick a local species, like maybe some salal or licorice fern, you know, or another invasive species that's natural, you know, like, does it have to be roses?
No, it can be any kind of gesture.
An aphrodisiac, maybe some chocolates.
yeah, I know.
Get the endorphins going.
Yeah, just go straight to the action. Yeah, the roses are like a middleman. Eh? It's like, hey, no, next, you know, come on. They're so expensive, eh?
Oh,
you know.
Yeah. Okay.
There's got to be some rose cartel, eh? Like, you know, they're just...
You got to know where to go.
It's like some, like, North Korean dictators, like, got them all. It's like, yo, I got the roses, you can have them.
It's like one day they're roses, the next day they're petals, and the next day they're
Yeah, they
gone.
Just go.
I know, they're just...
That's they last, like, a day and a half. Especially if you forget to put water in
that's
them.
True. That's true. But they smell great. Nothing against roses, I think. Yeah. It's just, you know... They've been a little commercialized, but that's how we roll, I guess, these days. So, any like dating horror stories or Valentine's Day horror stories or chocolate horses roses stories?
Horses roses stories. There's been some pretty bad. I have a story actually. I don't know if it's rated for radio.
Oh, just say it and we'll tell you later. Like, you know, what am I supposed to say? Oh, I can't say it because she thinks it's... Just do it.
Well, it's a love story, right? It's, boy. So, this girl and this guy have been meeting online. And they're getting quite into it and, you know, quite into one another. And they say, oh, well, let's meet and let's rent a hotel room and... You know, we'll go in there and we'll, you know, have fun, you know, with the lights off when we go in there. And then the next morning we'll see what we look like.
This is a real story.
This is a story, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And anyway, so they do and they go in and they have fun time and they wake up the next morning to the light. What was her father?
Oh, boy.
Well, you're listening to Sound Therapy Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. And this could be our last broadcast. I'm just going to play another public service announcement. We'll be right back.
Have you learned a lot by listening to Deconstructing Dinner? Would you like your family and friends to become experts too on just where our food comes from and how we can cultivate more localized food systems? Check out the all-new Deconstructing Dinner USB flash drives, 55 one-hour shows from the past 5 years that plugs directly into your computer. It's enough to turn anyone into a food systems expert. Purchase your flash drive today for yourself or your friends by visiting deconstructingdinner.ca. Prices start at $20.
JHR, Journalism for Human Rights, has established a chapter at Simon Fraser University. JHR is Canada's largest international media development organization. Our goal, to make everyone in the world fully aware of their rights, is as unique as it is powerful. At no time in history has the media been more powerful. We live in the middle of a communications age. At JHR, we are harnessing this power because it is simply the most effective and efficient way to create widespread societal awareness on rights issues. All JHR programs promote rights media, the process of writing, collecting, editing, producing, and distributing media that creates a societal dialogue on human rights issues. In post-conflict countries including the Congo, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, JHR mobilizes local media to reach millions of Africans regularly with human rights stories. Across North America, JHR has an established presence on university and high school campuses, encouraging students to spread rights awareness within their own communities. To learn more about current JHR initiatives, please visit www.jhr.ca. To get involved and learn more about the Simon Fraser University chapter, please go to www.facebook.com/JHRSFU.
Want to do something that's free? Well, get away from the big city and onto your feet. Walk through Port Coquitlam and experience the city's vibrant heritage through their murals. The murals look at the past and the present in different themes, such as community, the environment, and the arts. For more information, go to pocomurals.ca.
Yeah, and a lot of people are different musicians. Hello, hi, we're just talking in the back here. Sound Therapy Radio. I'm going to hand over the reins to Lauren and the rest of the crew here. So this is kind of like a three-wheeled car. Like, there's three driving steering wheels. So, and we'll just see where this goes. It's kind of like, I don't know, you know how you go in Disneyland, everyone's got a steering wheel, and you turn right? And you think you're going right, but... So I got it. You're not going to crash into anything. But
I hope not.
No. So maybe take this whole Valentine's thing. I don't know if there's something that you want to explore.
With Valentine's and love and, you know, okay. Well, Jay, asking you a question. Do you have any big love story or...
I hate Valentine's Day because they're like, oh man, I gotta get a card and stuff. Then you go shopping and all the good cards are gone. It's like, oh man.
But the chocolate's good. Like, they bring out some pretty good chocolate for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just guys at Christmas. Like, they're always running around, panicked. We're all stressed out. It's like, man, we gotta do this. We got sucked into this whole thing. And the girl's like, oh, you have to do it. But then if you don't, it's like, you still love me. And it's like, come on. Aww. Just like, yeah. So it's a very entirely stressful thing for me. But, you know, that's just, I think you get caught up into the expectations. And so.
Well, what about like love stories? You know, do you have any big love stories?
Me?
Yeah.
Are you getting personal?
No. Well, I have one. I have one. It was, it's a bit of a love story, right? My grandparents, when my granddad actually met my grandma, my granny, when she was born. He was 9 years old, and she was just born, and he actually delivered paper to her, right? To their house, right? And they ended up meeting, you know, years later. And ended up meeting years later and talked and that, and then didn't talk. And then years later, they actually got together and they're married now. And they've been married for, over 50 years, wow. Right? Like, happily still together. So, a love story. Do you have any kind of love story there, June? Know anything? No?
No, not really.
Yeah, let's just go to Wednesday. Hey, so how's everybody's Wednesday? Wednesday's great. I love
Tuesday's
it. You know, Tuesday's all right, but, you know, Wednesday's...
Hump day.
Tuesday
there
hump
you
day.
Go. Yeah, so, I know, there you go.
What right are doing after?
Oh, right on. You should do a late night radio show later. I don't know, I just have this vibe right now. It's like, yo, hey, come on, we have Alistair. He's a new guy here, so... Mr. Moonchild, Alistair, he's an artist, and we were doing some free speechy things today and getting harassed by authority. The irregular Valentine's, you know. So, welcome. We're just talking about Valentine's Day and love and that kind of thing. So, this is what we do today. We're just talking about that. Any love
cool.
stories, Valentine's stories?
Have anything to comment?
That relationships are stupid.
Oh, Mr. Cynical, he comes with a smile. Right on. And why would you say they're stupid? Like, which type of relationship? Because, you know, I wouldn't advocate stupid relationships.
Well, as soon as you get into relationships, it gets really complicated. I would just rather stay friends with somebody than, like, go head first into a relationship. Mm. So
friends with benefits?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. This is all about the truth. This is, okay. Well, I really believe in emotional independence regardless. Like, you know, even if you're in a relationship, it's like, you know, you got your territory and you have your thing and you're not, you know, giving up your power. I'm really conscious of that when other people are doing it to me, I think, and to other people, it becomes almost a burden. It's like I have to feed this person, and if I enable it, it's like, oh man, I gotta feed an egg. And then it's just like, it's not a relationship. Mm-hmm. It becomes like this negotiation, and it's not a safe zone for like me. And so sometimes I can be a real like, leave me alone, like just absurdly, like just to kind of test it and just. you know, kind of throw a little snowball over there just to say, you know, hey, do your thing. And it's a form of, I think, protection for the other party, I think, mm-hmm. as much as I just hope they know where I'm coming from, and I'm not generally a mean person, so if I do something like that, it gets, you know, their attention, hopefully, so. But yeah, I think, you know, even this whole marriage thing and what people do, the whole commercialized thing, you know,
oh, yeah.
it just really, it scares me, because I actually have been down this whole path, and it's like, oh man, all that from one day, it's like, you know how much food I can eat by myself? Like, I see things, having kind of not had much money, I see things in $3.75 meals, right? Because you can get a good meal, like, you can do it for, like, $3.75, $4, like, you know. And so it's like, wow. Like, you know that wedding? You know how many meals that could have been? Or that, or, you know, I buy, like, I don't know, that... I see someone's jacket and it's like, dude, I paid $250, I got a deal. I was like, man, that's like, that's a lot of meals, man. I could eat till February, yeah. right? And so I guess I'm a food person, but yeah, I don't like to waste things on, I don't know,
unnecessary things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm also about love. I think it's very. I found it's very sophisticated. It's more sophisticated than what commercial mainstream television, you know, it's just, you know, boy meets girl, you know, whatever, get married and have kids. But I think there's so many sophisticated different types of love relationships that I found from being around different people. Like, I love some people really, really amazingly deep, and other people that don't have this notion think, hey, are you guys like a couple? I was like, no, that's my dog. So, you know, I think love is so sophisticated, and it doesn't always have to go down to commitment.
Well, love is, like, it's so different, right? Like, and then there's a different type of love for everybody, you know. I love so many people, but there's so many different types of it, right? There's in love, there's, you know, love this, love that about the person, and you can't have love for everybody, right? And it's always a different type of love, right? It's everywhere, it's, you know, and that's what's kind of interesting with Valentine's Day, because I really believe it as a day where you can actually express your love, and you can give your love and your passion and, you know, everything outside to everybody else. So it's kind of almost an excuse to be super nice to everybody, right? Right? That's basically it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, kissy, kissy, hug, hug, have fun, right? Mm. So, yeah.
Any comments? Throw in, you know.
Well, I don't know. My opinion with Valentine's Day, I just think it's been way too over-commercialized.
Yeah.
It's like everything with the media, everything you see on stores has to do with Valentine's Day. And it's not even an actual holiday, so it's kind of lame in a sense. We don't get the day off.
Yeah, it's a commercial holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it's a commercial event.
Exactly.
So where did it come from? Like, do we know the
roots? Saint Valentine, apparently.
Saint Valentine.
Yeah, but yeah. Why
so
they picked
it's originally a Christian holiday, so... I have no clue. It's been muddied in the waters of commercialism.
Yeah. So let's make an Alistair Love holiday. Forget about Valentine's. And so what will you define non-commercial means of
expressing
love with not having to buy anything in February, because people need this kind of reminder? Let's just go back to the intention. Forget what the commercialization has done to it. Because I think the root of it is like, you know, yeah, we got to love our homework or something. We have to find this compassion. Because, like, let's take the Occupy mm-hmm. movement, right? Mm-hmm. It's about greed versus compassion, right? So, you know, people have lost compassion, and they've unknowingly lost it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So what would your Alistair Moonchild Love Day be?
Well, I think the best present for anyone would just give them a really good hug.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Happy Moonchild, Alistair. All right, everybody give a hug. Yeah, everybody give a hug. Okay. Hey, on the radio, do that to you.
Huggy, huggy.
Nice. All right. I get one for Kobe, too. Nice. Okay.
All right.
Woo.
That was amazing. Wow, that was some good hugging.
Huh? That's it. Yeah. All right. So, how did you guys feel about that whole?
About the affection.
Yeah, just like random acts of hugginess.
Oh, I'm blushing now.
Yeah. No, it felt good. Like, hugging does make you feel good. You feel loved. You're happy, right?
Like,
I really idolize those people that go downtown and they do the free hug day, right?
Exactly. I totally go for them.
Yeah, we should.
Free hug, sure.
We should do it. We should totally
you
do,
do it.
Yeah.
Do it. All right. Next Valentine's.
Okay.
Nah, just kidding.
We don't have to wait till Valentine's.
Next week.
What are you guys doing later? Do you want to go downtown and start?
Yes.
Every day should be Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that
maybe
sense,
let's.
Yeah.
We should do a hug day, like a sound therapy hug day, and just like hug it out. Mm. All right. And like, yeah, just
instead of Valentine's Day, February 14th should be Hug Day.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's good. I like it.
Yeah, because you know what? Actually,
there's or X and O Day.
Nice. I'm blushing. All right. Well, I've just picked Natalie McMaster, but so let's plan our hug day. Like here, like what would what shall we do? How does it work?
And well, I think we need to make signs.
Yeah.
Free hugs, right? Like big signs with
or
free
we
hugs.
Could say
we do protest hugs
day and give hugs.
But how do people know they're going to get hugs out of the deal? What if they're thinking something else?
Hmm. We got to be very subtle about it, though.
Do we have to appropriate Valentine's Day? Can it just be like Hug Day? Can it just stand on its own?
Yeah, I think Hug Day.
Hug Day.
Yeah.
Hug it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what day would Hug Day be?
Any day.
Let's replace it with or how about every 14th of the month?
Hey, yeah. That's good. Yeah.
There we go.
Oh my God. Yeah. All right.
Challenge people to hug every 14th person they come across.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
There we go. Or you got to hug 14 people and then tell the 14th person that you hug to hug 14 more people.
Oh, mm-hmm. I like it. Pay it forward. Wow. Yeah.
I think that's amazing. There's a girl on the street there. Yeah, she had free hugs and just gave me a nice hug, and I said, "Oh, it felt really good." Yeah. I went back for two, and she's like, "Hey, that's enough." You know. So if we had a whole hugging
don't
team,
don't get too greedy.
Yeah, right. We should have a whole hugging team. Mm. Sound therapy hug team.
The sound therapy hug team.
Oh yeah, we gotta have like identifiable markers, like really big. Mitts, hey.
Big mitts.
Yeah,
like we could make mittens that say free hugs.
Yeah.
You know, like the big sport mittens that they have.
And we gotta have 14, like on our number. Hey, it's the 14th, and then you do this. Yeah. All right. So, are you coordinating this, Alistair Moon Hug Day?
Yeah, let's.
Well,
do
I mean, we can do a hug team. So. All right. Well, I guess we'll have to do a Facebook page.
It could be the hug movement.
Well, let's.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do protest hugs. We'll just hug wherever we want. It's like, this is private territory. We're hugging. Enjoying my hug.
International Hug Day.
Yeah. We should do it at the law courts. It's like,
let's try to hug the sheriff's sex.
Yeah, no.
You want a hug?
No. It's the 14th. It's like, oh my gosh, what happened to Alistair? He didn't get it. He didn't get the Facebook page.
I saw this one picture where, like, in Spain, this girl was going in to hug a riot police officer. Like,
oh, no way.
Oh, yeah.
And the one was actually trying to give her a kiss.
Aww.
It was pretty funny. It's like,
nice.
Looked like she was going in for a really passionate kiss.
Cool. All right. Well, Wild Salmon Love. I'm a Wild Salmon Lover, too. So call out to all Wild Salmon Lovers. And as well to Lone Wolf. Lone Wolf is a friend of mine. She's been crying out, so this is a... Give it out to a hug to Lone Wolf, everybody. A virtual hug. Hug.
Hug.
Yeah, nice. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to give Helen Daniels from Arts Connect a telephone call, because they have a Pachachka, which is an arts event in the Tri-Cities. So she's going to talk a bit about that. So you're listening to Sound Therapy Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby...
Are you passionate about a social or environmental issue?
Yeah!
Then join SFU's Student-Based Social Justice Resource Center.
Tell me more!
Some of the action groups include Open Media, Ancient Forests, Queer Ally Project, and Food Not Bombs, to name a few.
I want to be heard!
For more information, visit SF.